guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty X Unfiltered. You guys loved episode one so much, we could not get enough good comments and good feedback.
Really? I haven't seen anything.
Episode's not out yet.
Yeah, just letting you know, haven't launched the show yet, actually.
We haven't launched the show yet.
If you want more,
you guys
can't
more.
Get enough.
So here we are giving you more.
We might not even post this because we don't know how the first one's going to go.
So, no, we're here for a year. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I'm honestly so glad we got that first episode out of the way. I was so scared to
film
that.
You seemed so calm. Everybody seemed really calm.
Well, that's because me and her were...
It's because of the Prezepital.
Yeah, okay. We were lit. Nervous. But now that's out of the way, we did the intros. Woo!
Well, also, I feel like because we talked about this for so long, like, what if the first episode was, like, not good?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, we kept being like, oh my God, we have such good chemistry. We have such good dynamics. And, like, the first one's like... Horrible.
And we also had some trouble with
the cameras, audio. We ran into some issues.
Mm-hmm. Guys, Mariah was trying to sync this audio for maybe, 3 days? Oh. 3 days!
Mariah, nonstop. We love you.
I wish you asked for help.
It was a mission.
It's all good. Second episode, so welcome back, baby.
Yay. And we officially announced it, so now like the public actually knows.
Yes. Finally. Yeah. Exciting. Thank God.
Make sure to get your merch. We know you are so excited.
Patreon coming right now. Patreon.
Wait, I have to give a shout out. There was one girl that commented that was like, I cannot wait to listen to the first episode while wearing my unfiltered pants and wearing my pretty basic shirt and holding my pretty basic mug and wearing my like unfiltered slippers, so. A lot of people are saying that these are their two favorite shows coming together.
And that's why we did this.
And that's so exciting.
Remember that girl at the drive-thru? Remember we were coming up with this idea and then you told us, oh, that day, girl at the drive-thru that was working.
Yeah. Shout out to the girl at In-N-Out.
Brought up our collab episode on your channel and she was like, I just need another one. And that's why we did this for her.
For her. Mm-hmm. You're so right.
You did. Did the intro play already?
No, we're about to play it.
Oh, okay.
Guys, we're still learning. We're still learning.
Wait, what was the question?
Are we doing, we're going to go into the intro now?
Okay, sounds good.
Roll the intro, baby. Let's get it.
I'm Zay.
I'm Eve.
Welcome back to Pretty X Unfiltered with Alicia,
Remy,
Zane,
and Heath. And we have a hot episode coming at you today. Zane and Alicia want to open up about their love life even more.
Oh.
You just made it sound like we've been hiding a relationship.
Well, come on.
You made it.
Come on, Barbara Walters.
Come on now.
I was going to say it sounds like
come on, Oprah.
Last week on Love Island.
I feel like I'm on a talk show. It's coming naturally
to
me.
We're so Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Oh, I don't even know.
Who is Nick? Who's that?
Do you not watch Love is Blind?
Wait, I do. I did this season.
Nick Lachey,
yeah.
Wasn't he like a Backstreet Boy?
Yes. No.
Nick Lachey, I thought, is a celebrity now.
He is, yes. But
oh, is he the host
he
on the show?
He was married to Jessica Simpson. Mm. And then they broke up.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yep.
We're
so them.
But not only are we opening up about our dating life, but they're going to open up about their past dating life. Oh, it's getting juicy up in here. We are opening all doors this episode.
Okay. Oh. And front door, back door, all the doors.
And I personally, I do not like talking about dating life. It's just, it's something I like to keep private, but we're going to open up today. We're going to peel that layer right off.
You were pretty open that first episode.
I know.
Wait, did we talk about it?
You said
I
a
have
lot.
To say, you said
oh,
a
I
lot.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I loved it. The comments were amazing.
People could not get enough. I really was shocked at how much you did open up because you had told us that you were excited for the show because you were going to open more up about dating and things you don't talk about on Unfiltered, which I keep talking about, but it's so exciting.
It's like I blacked out the night before and all my friends are now saying what I did.
So debrief in the morning.
No, it was, I thought it was going to be a slow burn, but episode one, you hit the ground running.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I got a lot of it out there so I didn't have to we didn't have to come back to it. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we are, episode two.
Yeah,
right back to it.
Yeah, we're good.
So we're going to dive in a little bit deeper.
I don't know. My pants are too tight.
Do you want the other one?
No, I'm good. Okay. I just switch pants now.
How long have you guys been living here for?
Here?
Both of you. Yeah, both like just in the city, like city of LA.
Like 7 years?
I think like seven or, yeah, seven.
I did not think we were longer than that.
I didn't think we were the oldest.
I thought you
either.
Guys were like OG. Like you guys have been living here
but
for
we're
like
from
15?
Close. We're from like an hour away.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So we would drive in.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, well, 7 years. Heath and I have been here for about 10 years.
Almost 10.
Oh my God!
Wow.
I'm sure
it flew by. I cannot believe how long we've been in LA.
Like we just moved here like 2 years ago. It's insane.
Aww. I still feel new,
and I miss it.
It's really weird.
I miss the old times, but There's been a lot of years out here, and mm-hmm. I'm sure we've all dated before in this city. I know it's hard, but I'm sure it was easy for some people.
Not me. It's like dating not is me. Really hard.
Not me. Who's been on the most dates out here since they've moved out?
Between
here?
The four of us?
Yeah, between the four of us.
I mean, how many dates have you been on?
Like maybe three.
I'd say same for me.
No, I feel like there is a moment.
I've only been on, I think, like realistically, like five dates with like individual people.
Where like, it was like serious, you're like, we're gonna do dinner, I'm gonna dress nice.
Yeah, I guess. But like five people, a few of them were like more than one date, but like I've only seen five people, and then Cal was like number five.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And after, do you count dates where you see them and then you never talk to them again?
I don't think I had that happen.
Right? Oh, like, really?
So that first date
that happened one with one of them.
Oh, okay,
sure.
But yeah, usually yeah. The dates like end really well, and you pretty much date them for a good amount of time.
No, not well. Some were not great.
That's you for have some sure. Good stories.
Some were pretty bad. One of which I did talk about on your show when we went on.
That was a date.
That one was, it doesn't count as a date, but I went, you know, on really dates funny? With that person.
When I told my dad we were starting the show a couple months
oh,
ago.
Oh, no, no, no.
He
no.
goes, oh, the, yes, yes. And Remy's the one with the beach story.
No!
No!
I was like, oh my God.
I'm mortified.
Dude, I didn't think your dad listened. He's going to listen to this one too, right?
I guess, yeah. That's how we put the pieces together, though.
Oh, no.
I don't like that your dad listens to these episodes at all. If you guys, have you guys met his dad?
No.
Boy,
he's like 6'4", scary. 270 pounds, just a big man.
Oh.
Like a big man.
What's his name?
Mark.
Mark! Hey, Mark.
Remy, his hands are as big as you.
Oh my God. I can't wait to meet him at the wedding.
Yeah, he's got bear claws. Yeah.
Oh,
and it's funny because like my whole childhood, I would bring friends over and everybody thought my dad hated them.
He's just like a big teddy bear.
It's just his size.
Yeah.
That is so intimidating. And
I think his eyes too, just...
Oh.
Just that.
Maybe that's where I get my
eyes. No, you know what?
The walleyes.
No, the walleyes. I forgot about walleyes. That's right.
But yeah, that's how he knows you.
Oh my God. You know, for years we talked about that. We teased that story and then we went on your podcast, said it once and never spoke about it
but
again.
But that's the prime example of it's so much easier to say shit on other people's podcasts than your own.
That's what keep I feel about this eye. Because we could say whatever here and this is like a safe room.
It's like a safe room.
We get to like come here and spill stuff.
Yeah.
Like I know Heath and I, whenever we would go on any podcast, we drink a little, we just start saying everything that we would never say on our own podcast. And we just feel like it's just never going to get back to our audience.
Or
back to
repercussions.
Our family members aren't watching those podcasts. My friends are not watching those podcasts.
My mom
will Google.
She'll randomly send me a tweet or something that I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? She knows everything.
They love it.
Yeah, not good.
Oh my God, I'm mortified that your dad saw that.
So was that pretty much like your...
I have a very like small, not, it wasn't by my choice. Like people just didn't want to date me. Like, let me just like say that also. Like that wasn't the case. It was not my choice.
Well, I think you're a catch.
Thank
for
you
sure.
So much.
You should have got more dates for sure.
Thank you. Okay. Everybody else, please share.
I was going to say, I feel like you've probably,
me?
I feel like I've honestly probably been on five or six dates.
Are these random people that you like matched with, or is it kind of like something that was set up?
A few were set up and then the other ones were all apps. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they all go well? Any of them like nightmare dates? Oh, we got one.
Mm-hmm.
We got one.
No, I mean, they were all horrible.
Why were
I
they
would say there was one guy who I was dating for a little bit who I like. We went on a few dates and I definitely liked him, but I just felt like it was too much. And now I'm scared he's watching.
He was too much?
It was too much.
Got it.
It
got
was
it.
Too much.
Just the whole like commitment of it felt too much, or was he very?
I was really into him because it was a mutual friend. We met through a mutual friend, and he was kind of like bi-coastal-ish. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. I can like dip my toes back into dating. You know what I mean? Like you're only here every now and then, whatever. And then after our first. No, after our second date.
You want to move in?
No.
You should put me in a vlog.
Oh my God, no, that's the worst.
Oh my God,
that's the worst.
I forgot about this, okay. Go fully in, please.
Okay, so I actually really liked him. I was like, oh my God, like I'm like, okay, this is nice. I love that it wasn't a dating app because it's a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like over a year ago. So first date went well. Second date, we ended up just like going on a hike. And like we sat on a bench and talked for like hours, which is like I
I was like, oh my God, I can talk deep with you. Like, this is great. Like, I'm oh my love. God, am I? But then he was like opening up a lot. I was like, oh my God, like, okay. Like, I don't know. I
was he was
like,
trauma dumping on you?
Like, I don't know. Like a little maybe. Oh my God, I'm
on
so
the first hike. That's no. It. How high were you guys?
I'm not that high. like, just park the car.
Cold water.
So then the third day I go over to his house and within the first five minutes of me getting there, I'm like petting his dog who I met for the first time because he brought out the dog with him. And he was like, oh yeah, like we have exciting news. And I was like twitching like, what's your news? And then he was like, we decided to move to LA like full time. And I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, so not good. Not after like, but then I didn't want to be like, it's because of me. But in my head, I'm like, not because of me. Like, please do not tell me that, right? In my head, I'm freaking the fuck out, right? I'm like, oh my God. Then he's like, yeah, well, after our talk last week, I was like, oh my God, it's because of me. And then
come
I was like,
on.
Fuck. And I was like, what about your whole life? Like your whole life, your whole rest of like,
baby,
what?
You're his whole life now.
No, I was like, oh my God. We went on a couple dates after that, but then I was just like, oh, it's too much.
You let him on after that conversation? Damn, he was probably planning his wedding by that fourth thing.
That's
oh
the
my
thing.
God.
And what I told her the whole time, he was such a nice guy, but like you were just starting dating and he was ready to get married. And that's just like the disconnect that happened.
Yeah. He was 45.
I think though, but this is where I'm a firm believer in like everything happens for a reason, right?
Totally.
Maybe he was moving out here for you. Maybe he was chasing that. You got him excited. He was thinking about that. It brought him here and it didn't work out.
But he
came here to find his person.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
what's so cool about those situations.
That was really
so
sweet
beautiful.
For him.
Yeah.
No,
but I'm
so
like
nice.
A firm believer in like everything happens for a reason.
For
is
sure.
he is he is he living here right now?
Yeah.
You should hit him up.
No, I'm always scared I'm gonna run into him. Like,
he's married now.
Oh, well then he started posting like TikToks and they started going viral. And then he like posted on his story that he made like $5,000 from like his TikTok. And I was like,
and then you hit him.
He
back
became
up quickly. Oh yeah, you're like, oh baby, what you doing tomorrow?
This is how much a TikTok with 50 million views paid.
It was like streams of income, and one of them was like TikTok that like he never had done before, and I was like, he just met you and then wanted to become an influencer too, which was interesting.
You
to
went
watch.
To his house. He had like your merch was like on his bag. You're like,
so extra. Oh my God.
Oh boy.
I hope he's well.
He was very nice.
That's good. That's
he
like,
is well.
That was like a sad rom-com.
No, but I just like couldn't communicate anything. So I just.
You just stopped replying. You
pretty
ghosted
much.
Him?
Yeah.
Oh no.
And then he sent me like Urban Dictionary of ghosting as if like I didn't know what it
no,
was.
No, he didn't.
Oh, I forgot about that. I didn't know.
That's kind of cringe though. It's pretty
no,
cringe.
Like, I was like, hee hee, ha ha. Like, sorry. But he did apologize for being a little too much. But I just. Feel bad. And now I'm talking too much about it.
You're good. Okay, I'll go
I don't
next.
Know, it seems like you're thinking about him a lot.
every time I'm at Erwin, I'm like, fuck, hold on.
I have one. It wasn't a nightmare for...
For you, if it was for her.
Wasn't okay. For so I'm going to give you a little backstory before the date. So I went out one night, and it was all of us, and we... I'm obviously drinking, and I remember I see this girl at a party, and immediately I was like, oh my gosh, she's just my type. And I go and I get her number, and I know that we were all going to go out. Like all of us go out. And I was like, oh, perfect. We're at a house party. We met. We're all going out together. This is like, mm-hmm. this is going to work out perfectly for me.
Stars are aligning.
Stars are aligning. Yeah. And I get her number. We all go out, and then we like get into separate Ubers and drink. We're all drinking. And you know how I get like when I know what I just get really excited, and aww. Then I just drink a lot.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do this, especially when
it starts
when
going really well for him. They're laughing. They're loving it. Oh my God, he's so fun. And then he just drinks a little too much, and then they're like,
just wait. Oh, Heath, wait a second. I'm not talking about that one. This is something
that was
I'm not talking
one.
About that one, but good call. Cause we'll get back to that.
Are you drinking because you're nervous or you're like, this is so fun.
I think it's more at that point. It was just fun. I was like a little not excited, like she's the love of my life. Just like I'm excited, like
yeah.
Just give
me
a good night.
This could be something for me. Yeah. It's like let me take a few shots so I can be normal.
that's what.
But then the
half,
fun
half
starts.
That too.
Yeah.
And then we get to the first party, and then that's it. Sion, out.
Oh,
right?
No, you blacked out already.
I wake up the next day
because
I just do not know what happened. I woke up the next day. And I get a text from a random number. Hey, it was so nice to meet you last night. I was like, oh, thank God I did well. Like, she's texting me. And immediately,
your Uber driver?
Immediately I text her back. I was like, hey, what are you doing Thursday? Let's grab dinner.
Oh my God, I know where this is going.
I never do dates. So I Uber to Pink Taco.
Pink Taco, okay.
I have her meet me at Pink Taco in an Uber. And I get there and she's not there yet. She's like, you know, a couple minutes away. So I'm sitting there. And then girl walks up. I'm like, hi, how are you doing? And I look back and she walks up and she doesn't like, I didn't know she was walking up to me, but she's like walking up like this. And I look, I'm like, hi, how are you doing? Cause she's looking at me. And I look back down on my phone and then she just stops in front of me. And I'm like, oh, hi. And I go, oh, hi. Okay. So immediately I don't know who this girl is. Never met this girl.
Well, yeah, you did.
Apparently, only did I get the first girl's number that I liked, but I also got a second number.
Oh, it was a different girl.
Throughout the night, have no idea how I got
thought the first girl was showing was up.
Thought the first girl was showing up, the girl that I was excited about.
Funny. You just acted normal, though, right?
Oh, no, she knew.
No.
Well, hold your horses. I'm going to get there. And I'll say, hi, how are you doing? I play it off the entire time. We sit down.
Oh, no.
And she has really good energy. She's not my type, but she like the energy's there. It's good. I'm like, oh my God, in my head, I'm like, thank God it's just not so horrible. I wouldn't have known what to do.
Yeah.
So we grabbed drinks because I think I ordered it first. I was like, I need a drink right now. So I grabbed drinks. She grabs a drink. We're drinking. We're talking about our jobs and just life and all that. And then we start getting very comfortable about what we're talking about. So, about an hour and a half into the dinner,
but it's going well. Like, they're having a good time.
Wait, it's just real. Like we were having dinner, like we were really good friends. You know what I mean? It was like I was in at dinner with
natural.
You. It was just chemistry. Really natural. And the things we were laughing about were just about nothing weird.
Like it felt fitting. You know what I mean? It just fitted. It wasn't fitting,
and
but it felt
immediately,
fitting.
Yeah. And then I go, hey, this is, you're going to love this.
No, you did it.
You're going to love this.
Get a load of this one.
You're going to love this. I don't know exactly how I said it, but I know I knew I said it well because I was drunk. I'm very good with the way I speak when I'm drunk, but it was, it was along the lines of this.
He thinks he is.
It was along the lines of this. It's so funny when you showed up. I had no idea who you were because I thought you were another girl I was texting. But wait, I'm having such a good time and I'm really glad that it was you that's here right now instead of this other girl that I was expecting.
No matter how good you are at talking, there's no nice way of putting it.
Okay, no. Okay, it wasn't like that, but it the way it came out, I was so, the minute it came out, I was proud of myself.
Wait, okay.
Okay, and she was star. Like, this was her reaction. She was like, oh my God, no way. And then she was like laughing about it. Okay. And then we just kept talking about it.
Okay.
And then
I told her
the situation last night. It was, I was at a party. I met this girl and then I like blacked out and I like, don't remember the rest. And she thought like, she understood where I was coming from.
Okay.
And then we moved past it and then we talked about something else. Wait. And it still went really well. And we actually ended up kissing that night.
What?
After that, we even got a kiss. But like,
oh my God.
With tongue? Red. Or no tongue?
I think like at the end of the night, I was like, this has to end on a good note.
Oh,
or because I don't know how this girl's gonna like feel when she goes home.
Wait, you could have tongue or no tongue?
It was with tongue.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You could have gone with the approach like, to be honest, I was drinking before I met you. Obviously, I was expecting you, but I didn't quite remember what you looked like, which is why I didn't recognize you when you first walk in. So I'm sorry I didn't recognize you at first.
What the hell, Heath? Come on.
It could have been something like that, too. I don't know. I just don't remember. It could have been that. But it was more along the lines of the way I
said it. What a cool girl, though. Okay, well, that's awesome.
Did she know who you are?
I mean, it definitely felt like she didn't know anything about me.
You didn't, like, tell her about...
No. No, I didn't really tell her.
Well,
like,
he was blacked out, so we don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Fuck, yeah, YouTuber.
Big podcast star.
You ever watch Vine?
Oh, man, but that was... So it wasn't a nightmare date. It was just... nightmare such situation for probably a millisecond for her.
Yeah.
And then we, and then we.
Did you see her again?
Yeah, Zane, I just love this. Just didn't even know.
Sorry, no pictures today, please.
That's really funny.
Nice to meet you.
Wait, you think you she's the waitress? Again? This sounds like it was a match
made
in heaven.
So I didn't.
Can I get a refill?
We did.
More chips, please.
Oh man!
You know, I asked for salt on the rim.
It could have been way worse. She could. I mean, she could have reacted.
No, she sounds really cool.
She was cool, and the reason why I brought it up because I felt that she would have been that she was gonna be cool with it, and she was.
Okay, so good.
That's why I brought it up.
That's so funny.
We were texting for a little bit the next day, but it never went anywhere, and then that was it. And and I saw her like 2 months later at a party, but it was just a walk by. Hey, are you doing good? Laugh. And then that's it. And that was the last time I saw her.
Okay. Then you're like, she's ingrained in your head. Like you'll never forget what she looks like.
Yeah. I'll never forget what she looks like because of that situation. I just can't believe, I'm an idiot.
First girl never came back again.
I don't remember what she looks like.
Oh.
Now I don't. This, I
years
did.
Later, yeah.
But now I don't know what she looks like, but I know what the other girl looks like.
So yeah. Who really won?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Exactly.
But that's it for me. What about you, Heath?
I didn't really do like the online dating thing.
Okay.
It's tough. I didn't do it much at all back then.
I just don't like the whole like texting word type thing. I'd never.
The small talk. I hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to a robot. Like the whole time, just like, I don't know. I feel like nothing is real on this.
It was more for the sake of just like.
Back then. I'm talking about back then. Not
I would
now.
I would say like a confidence boost, but there was no confidence boost. In fact, it made me feel worse that I wasn't like, you know what I mean?
But it's true.
I'm like, I'm going to feel good.
Wait, what were your pictures though?
Zane, it was what I looked like at the time. it was accurate.
The cigarettes in your mouth.
It was
like,
me.
This is so funny. She's going to love it. Oh my God, that's
amazing. Yeah, I've always just really liked the in-person type thing, which is why I think Mariah and I hit it off so well, is because it was like through a mutual connection. She just ended up at like a house party that Zane and I had, and she walked in and like introduced like herself, and then she made it seem like she owned the place.
You loved that.
She made herself feel comfortable.
No, not in the way of like just being comfortable walking in. She was like, hey, great to meet you. If you need anything, let me know. The fridge is right here. We've got some I'm like, she knew that it was my spot.
Yeah.
But she was just like being funny.
Oh.
And I was like, she's got a personality.
That.
She was like cute with it.
Uh-huh. Sorry, Mariah. I didn't know what I was saying. This must have been when I wasn't there.
We also don't really do like dates, I feel like. Our friend group was like just super tight and like we all just went out and did things. So it was always just like, this is the plan. Come along.
Got
and
it.
I feel like that's
it was
kind
a lot of it like that, especially out here when we were starting. Just because it was very, very new, very fresh. We were a big group and we all, it was like having a new friend group is really exciting and you want to do everything together. And that's exactly what it was. And the last thought in our mind was, I'm going to separate to go on a date. It was like,
we also didn't like have money for a date. It was kind of just like, hopefully Saddle Ranch will cover the tab.
He did most of the time. We also got a huge discount because Heath was a celebrity at Saddle Ranch.
When I had money and then I lost it all to Saddle Ranch. And then
like Heath got like 80% discounts on all tabs that were like under
all
him.
Food.
You're like,
all,
don't worry, like, I got it, guys.
Because Heath was bringing in serious people. Like, because I don't care what anybody says. Heath fucking started Saddle Ranch. There was a point in 2000 and like what, 18, 17? Bro, nobody was going to that place. And I'm talking about people our age.
And it was the thing was like, there was people there, but it was like an older crowd. Like it was I don't want to call it a dive because it's not a dive, but it was just like our go-to blackout bar we felt like comfortable being there. We didn't have to worry about like running into anybody. And then it was just like, I would go with one of my buddies and we would just be, I'd be there every night. I became friends with like the people that worked there.
God,
so they were just like, they would bring out food and it would just be like drink after drink. And I would just tip like crazy.
Yeah.
So they would just like,
keep bringing stuff.
Look after me, and I'd look after them.
Because we were all going to Saddle Ranch. It was just us. We never like invited people. I think we were just going out ourselves to like bars just to drink because that's all we did. And we would go to Saddle Ranch all the time, like every weekend during the week. And it was always like the same crowd. We would see the same people there. Mm-hmm. It was like half the people were like older, like 45, 50, 55. And the rest were just like our age or maybe like. And then there was like
you guys being like. You come here often. You guys are there every night.
Every night. No, it really did. It really did. Heath, like, he did numbers on it, but they should give him equity. like that actually should
so
give
So do you
him
have
equity.
A name?
We like, just got
we just got it.
Matt told me.
Yeah, we just got I'm it. Excited. So when you go to the bar, you see our name on the thing.
I've
We're
never
all next
been.
To each other. You've never been to Saddle Ranch?
No.
You literally aren't an influencer.
I know. I'm a fraud.
Yeah, you didn't go to Boa Steakhouse and then go to Saddle Ranch right after? No. And then you get shot by paparazzi before going
That you
in
called
and
yourself?
Out. Paparazzi was never there when
I
we were there.
I can't believe it took me this long to realize that people call paparazzi on themselves.
Oh.
It's crazy.
It took me a long time, too.
I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I was dumbfounded.
No, like it changes everything.
It does. It changes everything. Everything I knew was a lie. And I'm like, why are these people acting like this when paparazzi, like when you just called it and you're like, what is
crazy,
that?
Crazy.
I still don't really get it.
I can't wait. Next week, we'll go somewhere and call paparazzi for you. He's like,
wait, I kind of love that idea.
Because there was like certain places that just made no sense.
We went to a Chili's in Chatsworth.
Chili's in Chatsworth, okay?
And Fletcher showed up. He pulled up.
We're leaving, and paparazzi comes out of nowhere. and we all look at each other. We're like, there's no way.
Who is
there's no way. We are at a random Chili's. And
something
then we found out. I think we found out after that.
Yeah, that was
like the moment where like,
that
oh.
was like the Santa's not real realization.
Oh, yeah.
Right wait,
there.
So the person you were with didn't tell you like, hey, I called the paparazzi, by the way? Weird.
We don't think that this person did it. We think this person's team did it and knew where they were going to be.
Okay.
We don't think that this person was like, tell them I'm here.
Okay.
I think it was more like they knew they were going to be there. Something.
But like kind of random for this person to text their team. I'm going to Chili's in Chatsworth with Zane and Heath. You know?
It was somebody that they were with.
Oh, this is tea.
People are gonna dissect it.
Chili's and Chatsworth.
Everyone.
Dissect it.
What were we talking about? Food, going out, dating?
Dating.
Yeah, so I feel like we would always just do the come hang out with us type deal.
It is really hard for guys to date out here too.
It's hard.
Okay, maybe just.
I'm biased.
Maybe just
I'm surprised
Heath and
I. to hear that. I really
it,
am.
It was back then. It was really. You should have. Seen, did you see what Heath and I look like? We look like we came out of the fucking river.
I don't know what.
Angeles River.
Yeah, it was. Bad. And Heath, I didn't like it's crazy back then we didn't know we looked that bad.
We thought we ate. Looking at like red carpet pics of us
and that needs we to be an episode
in the that moment we were like suit shopping and like matching each other. We're like, this is gonna kill it.
It's crazy that we took the time to do that thinking that this was going to just polish us. when it actually did was just make us.
Can't polish a turd, baby.
And I was wondering why. Heath, we were like, why is no one taking pictures of us on the carpet?
Oh, no, it's really sweet. Woo,
it was the whole.
Oh, my God, so bad.
Say your name into the mic.
Those guys on the, they're rude.
Oh, my God.
Bro, they hate you. They hate you if they see that you're. So I was just at an award show, and I was standing there, and I was like, just smiling because I was supposed to do it. And I'm smiling at every single person that's like putting their hands up in the air. And this guy starts yelling at me, screaming. It's like, what the hell are you doing, dude? Go get out. And I just got on there and I freaked out. I'm looking at everybody and everyone's just like, just working. I'm like, oh, this is normal. Okay. I'm just going to listen to this guy then.
Yeah.
But why?
That's so rude.
The worst is when you're, so if you go to events early, it's nice. Cause like you get more photos. But if you go late, you get to like see the cast and stuff. Mm. So obviously it's like exciting to see the cast, but then you make the mistake one time of being next to someone who's actually important and all the cameras are just like this and you're posing to absolutely no one. Like work it. Okay, thank you. It's so embarrassing.
It's kind of slow walk off.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case for, I was actually next to nobody. So I think it was just like, you're wasting our
time. That's so
like,
rude.
I had a photographer once be like, oh, who's that? oh, never mind. I was like,
when it says like influencer underneath, they're like,
I'm like, why put, just delete that.
You're like, I got invited here. I don't want
or just flash I the don't thing. Want this. Just flash the thing and pretend like you're taking photos.
You know what? Something I heard years ago that also like changed the way I think. A really well-known influencer had mentioned, oh yeah, I purposely buy a photo. So mm-hmm. that way the next time that photographer's there, they'll just see like someone bought my photo of her. So if I buy it, then the next time they'll want more photos of
that,
me.
That money goes like straight to the photographer?
I'm pretty sure. Cause
I thought it goes to like just
Getty Images.
Yeah, I thought Getty like.
I'm sure they take like a percentage, but I was like, so you're buying a $500 photo of you just to like, that's show that you're someone.
But it works because I know who you're talking about. Yes. And they, yeah. They
that's crazy. Every carpenter.
So they try to buy like everybody's? Or she tries to buy.
Like if you buy one, like it's $500 a pop.
That, so why do so they it makes
the
much?
Photographer want to take pictures of you more because they
think. I get why. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out if she's doing this to every single photographer.
I think she one picks one photographer. Yeah.
Just whatever picture she likes, she'll buy it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's smart.
It's hard to pick when I only get one on the film.
You're like, ooh.
Ooh, which one? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
It's, you guys don't know. I feel like you guys are not going to know what I'm talking about, but like I had PR for like the doc. So I was doing everything that my PR was telling me to do. So like, you know, People's Choice Awards and all that. Like I hate carpets, but I just had to do it. And they were looking for my pictures. They couldn't find it. They didn't upload it. And I was like, that's fine.
No, that's the worst.
And I think they must have told them like, hey, can you upload it? So we can retrieve it for our,
That's
which is like I don't care. I don't care. But it was just so funny. It's so funny. And when they finally posted, it was just like one just really bad.
Really bad one.
I didn't want to do this anyways.
Can't wait to look at your Getty.
It wasn't people's, it was like something else. I forget which one it was, but
oh my God. It's really funny. Yeah, I have horrible Getty. I have horrible Getty.
They're the worst.
Imagine Getty Images makes like a new Instagram where everybody has to upload
just Images. All the fails or all the Facetunes, the before and the after the people Facetune.
Oh my God.
Dating. We keep getting off topic. Dating. Are we done with dating?
Oh, I remember like, so Mariah and I's first date was Idle Hour. I think it's the oldest building in like North Hollywood or something.
Oh my God, I don't know.
It's the shape of a barrel.
Yes,
I've been there. It's super cute. It's really, really old. So that was like our first date night.
How far into like you guys knowing each other? Was it really early on or had you been seeing each other for a while?
So we started like hanging out with like a group. Like we went like to like a karaoke bar with friends. We went to like a taco bar type spot. And then we like hit it off. We like knew we like liked each other. And I'm also like, this is so embarrassing. I'm not like the
suave,
like, suave, not like suave. Kiss the girl type of guy. You know what I mean?
It's so embarrassing. I cringe at myself thinking about me. Like,
yes,
I just can't even think about it.
If I was rejected, I would be mortified and
I would jump off.
I really don't know because girls would be like, just kiss me. Like like you're waiting. And then it's like, also like the guy's like, I don't know if you want me to, so I'm not sure what to do.
Girls need
situation.
To realize that they have to be the first ones to kiss. It's just gone to the point where every guy on the date wants a kiss. They most likely want it. The girl just has to do it.
Or just go for it.
Yeah,
just
and then he like it. Just grabbed me and kissed me. Like, no, I did not consent to that. And then it's like, well,
no, it really it's scary. Awful. It's because as soon as you do it, it's like, oh, immediately you feel like you have like assaulted them. Like that's what I would feel like. I just
yes, that you. The last thing I would want is to feel like I'm making somebody uncomfortable.
Can I kiss you? May I kiss you?
You
don't want to ask for consent.
No, I know. There's a moment where you 100% know though. Like that moment is like easy, but it's just like the end of a date is just awkward. Like there has to be some.
Awkward. I get it.
It's awkward, but like, can I kiss you?
Can I kiss you? I remember I really wanted to kiss her, and we were like sitting there, and she had like a drink. With like a straw hanging out of it. And like, I like grabbed the straw and I like chewed on it to show that I would put my mouth where her mouth was.
You did that as a cute joke?
And then she grabbed the straw from me and then like she chewed on it. And I was like, okay, we're good. We can make out now.
That just what? Proves, it's that, really proves that. That you guys
it's
are soulmates.
So bizarre. I don't think we've ever told anybody that.
Wait, no, that's so
funny. Or Heath, I can see Mariah doing this. You both are like, then she goes, Ooh. Ooh. Try to get me. Ooh.
Try to get me.
But yeah.
You guys are maniacs.
So embarrassing.
Wait, no, that's really so sweet.
But that was like me testing the water.
But like, to be honest, that's like not, that's like kind of an out of the box thing to do.
I'm like beat red.
But, but like for her to do it back, that literally proves that you guys are soulmates. Because I think if someone did that to me, I'd be like, okay.
No, yeah. I'm trying to looking think.
Back, but knowing Mariah weirder. Now, knowing that was a perfect move.
No,
knowing Mariah
perfect.
Now.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, look at you guys now.
That's right.
That's so sweet.
Actually, you know she went to her friends that night. She's like,
what does it mean?
Chewed a straw.
And you know what's really funny? We didn't talk about that for years.
Oh my God.
It wasn't like a thing that we like both knew about. Like it just happened. And like years later, I like brought it up. And she was like, oh, yeah, I knew that's exactly, like, what it was.
I'm obsessed with that.
And she was like, that's why I chewed on it, too. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Do you want to get married?
You proposed right then.
Yeah.
That was the day you proposed.
That's so sweet.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
It's cute.
I went on my first date with Cal. We met on Hinge.
People are going to be chewing straws out
No,
there.
It's cute. It's cute. I like that.
What if somebody else does it? What if another couple on a date, somebody else on a date does it?
Yeah.
So if you guys need advice,
just chew the straw. I met Cal on Hinge and I had been seeing other people and I got my heart broken and I was really sad and just like kind of going through the motions. And then every person that I met after, I was like, this is going to be the, like, I tried to make every guy that I want to date with the one, or I thought was the one. And then I just kind of kept getting my heart broken and no one felt right. And so then I finally reached a point where I was like, I am good. I'm going to have fun now. I'm not going to date to marry like I keep trying to do. And then I went on a date with Cal. I didn't even like necessarily want to go on this date because I thought that it was like, I was just kind of over it.
Yeah.
And then I went on the date with him. I was like, fine, I'll have like a new fuck buddy and I'll like hook up with him and never see him again.
Mm-hmm.
And I hooked up with him and then saw him every day for the rest of my life.
He's the sweetest.
He's the nicest
He's
person
so
in the
easy
world.
To talk to also.
I love him. I wasn't expecting it. And that's what, you know, people always say.
It's when you least expect it, 100%.
Which is so annoying to hear, but it truly, and I kept, when I was dating before I met him, I kept trying to trick my brain to be like, I don't want it. But I did want it, which is why it never worked out. And as soon as I actually didn't want it, he came along.
That's how love is.
It's so sweet.
I love your fiance, right? Fiance?
Fiance.
Fiance.
Yes.
Thank you.
I love him too, because I remember we were at Matt King's wedding.
Yeah.
And he was my wingman for Patricia's mom.
Did you hear the story? Did you hear the story about what Cal said about Patricia's mom also?
No, what did he say?
Oh yeah.
We were in the Uber after I think the rehearsal situation.
Uh-huh.
And the Uber driver was driving us to fast food. It was me in the middle, Alicia on one side, Cal on the other. Cal's so drunk. And he's just like, you know what? Safe space, can I say something? And Alicia and I are like, okay, sure. And he goes, Patricia's mom is so hot.
Oh, he gets it.
Patricia's mom is so hot.
Patricia's mom is
She
perfect.
Is. And I agree. I agree. The Uber driver turns around and goes, what did he say? Well, he was mad at Cal.
No, but you had also
just said. Also, he had just gotten engaged.
He had just heard that you guys were engaged. And then he said, and he was like, yeah.
Oh, man. He said, you're a motherfucker. That's what he said. He said, you're a motherfucker.
That's so funny. Really funny.
But it's true. I agree. I told Patricia. She agreed.
Good mom right there.
She's very sweet.
Good mom right there.
Mom.
Enough.
Oh, mama.
Enough.
How was he your wingman? What'd he do?
No, I was kidding. He wasn't. Oh. I remember that meme.
You trying to pry now? What do you mean?
I remembered I brought it up and I was talking about my love for her.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was really drunk too. And I may have gotten the Uber and I was like telling her to come.
You were trying to pull her in the car with you?
Yeah.
Patricia's
I was
there,
gone.
Like,
was this after the wedding?
It was right after that last night.
I remember that. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Hinge, I actually just downloaded Hinge like 2 weeks ago. I just wanted to play. I've never used Hinge. I've heard so much
really?
About Hinge, but I've never used it. I only had Bumble and Tinder. And the last time I used those apps were maybe like 2 years, like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Yeah, just because I love meeting girls in person and I just like that traditional way. It's just, to me, it's just more fun. But I really wanted to try the date because everybody's on dating apps. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded it and it's been good so far. I've gotten quite a few matches, maybe like 9-10 matches, which is pretty good.
Have we boosted yet?
But what's boosted? What's that mean?
You can like pay for it to be at the top of people's things.
Oh, no, no, I haven't done that yet.
Also, have you gotten any roses? Like, roses are a new thing there, right?
Yeah, but roses are hard because it's like, you don't, like, anytime someone sends a rose, it's like too much.
Oh,
what is it? So it's like I super like you.
It's a super like, exactly. So I haven't given any roses out for that reason. I feel like it looks
desperate. How much does it cost to give a rose?
It's like $3 or something.
No, you get one a day. You get one a day.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is it? I thought it was one a day.
Zane checks his credit card statement.
$500. Wait, what app you spend a lot of money on? Candy Crush? Are you a Candy Crush guy?
Yeah, $5,300.
No.
Jordan confirmed one a day.
One a day.
One a day. Oh, you got Hinge too?
I said once a week.
Oh. Oh, so I haven't used a rose yet, so maybe that's why. I thought it was once. Okay, so.
Can I use your rose on someone right now?
You can. But you found success on Hinge.
Yes.
I want you to tell me if I can find success off my Hinge page.
You want me to?
So you know, you know how I am personality-wise. I'm not going to try too hard on there.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Can I see it too?
Absolutely.
Have you never seen it?
No. And I feel like that's such a weird thing. Like guys.
Oh. Yeah.
Like he's never showed, like I've never seen him or any of my friends' dating profiles. I feel like your boys to see, it's like kind of like a.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's too much. You don't want to see that side of them.
Meanwhile, girls like make each other's.
Yeah.
No, guys don't like.
Hinge has a prompt where you can have your best friend voice memo, like record an answer to a prompt. So for Alicia, I'd be like, you should date this bitch because blah, 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 blah. Like I could say whatever I want.
Oh, that's really good.
So they can, so you should like hype each other up. Well, you should hype him up and I'll hype you up.
That's really good.
You want me to record something for you?
Did you listen to my pretty basic ad where I recorded it as if I was giving yours?
And I definitely didn't.
It was really good.
But I'll go back.
I was like, she's
listen.
A down bitch, but not that down.
I'm going to not only show you guys, but we're going to play it up so everybody can see. Everybody can see my hand.
Shit.
Wow.
So before I show you, the way I made this page was I did not want to put any like high quality pictures. I didn't want to put any like modelly. I didn't want to do anything that, because I think that's cringe. Like when I'm looking at a page and I see like a really modelly picture, I'm just like, oh, I don't. It just it's a type of person to me when someone's posting like a modelly picture on their dating app. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Or depending on the app.
Wait. That's your point of view from seeing girls' profiles?
I think it depends.
Okay.
But for some reason, I think in my head, I feel like girls cringe when they see a guy.
A guy, for sure. I feel like that's the thing. Oh, that's
okay. So,
but I was wondering if that's right your take there on seeing girls' profiles. Like, you think the same thing?
Not as bad as the other way around, but like, it does make me think twice.
Do you want to see like a girl's like best picture first, or do you want something fun first?
I think it doesn't matter what picture, as long as it's like a good shot of like her face and like you can clearly see. There's. So a lot of people I'm swiping through, it'll be like a picture of them at the beach and they're looking up at the sun and you don't see anything. And to me, that's a red flag. It's like, why are you not posting like any just, and I get like, you know, insecurity or you want something like vibey, but I feel like you should be very profile. Like as soon as people are swiping, you want like that picture.
I feel
Alicia.
Like
Alicia's first picture is changing right now.
She's like, quickly change it. I think there's like a formula. It's like first selfie. Picture should be like selfie, like front facing, good lighting.
Yeah.
And then like maybe a photo of someone doing something that they love, and then maybe a group photo to see that they have friends.
But you need to obviously know who is the friend.
Agreed.
There's too many guys. I'm like, I can't tell which one is you. You're all hot though. And then I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I want to know which one you are.
Right.
Danielle tells me she'll go to people's pages and she'll go, your friend's hot on their page.
No, she won't.
But why not? It's not like you guys have, they've matched, but you don't know each other. It's not like you've been talking and then you're like, who's your friend?
Yeah.
It's like if someone did that to my page, I would immediately set it up.
Hook them up. I like that.
Immediately set it up.
I do like
because
that.
They're looking at my page before they match. So like they look at my page, they match. And then they're like, I like your friend.
Okay.
Think about it in real life too. If you like a girl and the girl's interested in your friend, it's off limits. No,
have you ever had that happen to you?
Many times.
Yeah, I was gonna say
many times.
Like Todd, I feel like it would happen a lot.
My whole friend group. Ever.
You're like, hey, come here. You're like, oh,
your friend's really hot. I think your friend's hot.
Me all through high school with Gabe.
That was me
too. It's hard, and I feel like we both had to deal with that for a long time. But okay, here's my page.
Okay,
you guys ready?
This is crazy that you're letting us see.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. First pick.
Suit pick
with a little clear umbrella. Cute. First prompt we have, the way to win me over is look at my direction.
Look in my direction.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh man!
Let me just edit. Really
look
fast.
At my direction.
Is that? Oh, is that just like bad grammar?
I'm gonna
all wrong. Oh my god, dude!
Hey, look at my direction.
All right, don't you worry. I changed it for you.
You changed it.
I changed it for you.
See, this is good to have people.
Yeah. You know,
it doesn't matter. My wife probably.
It's funny though. That's good.
Okay.
How do you go back to your profile? I just don't even remember anymore. It's been so long.
It's been so long.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she's just a wizard.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And cut. The way to win me over is look in my direction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 31 man, straight, 5'11". Are you actually 5'11"?
Yes.
You know the theory about 5'11"? About like guys
people,
saying 5'11"?
People just put themselves as 6.
If you're actually 5'11", you'd put 6. So if you put 5'11", you're like 5'9".
Wait, if I'm 5'11", I put 5'9"?
No. So online, if I saw a guy have 6 foot exactly, I'd be like, oh, you're most likely 5'11", but you're reaching a little bit. But if I see a guy who's 5'11", I'm like, okay, you're probably realistically like 5'9", 5'10".
No way. Yeah. Come on.
No, it's a thing.
I have to lie?
Zane, no,
you change it to 6 foot and it's a match.
I have to.
Should I change it?
The fact that you both said that with confidence like that, how many girls are actually looking
that's
at that?
A thing, that's a thing.
But because there was one.
When I see that, I go, honest king. He could have put 6 foot, but he didn't.
But they'll never meet with me because they think I'm 5'9".
No, don't worry, you're
there's
five.
There's nothing wrong with 5'9".
Exactly. Wrong with I don't it. Want that. I don't want to be your size.
Congratulations, you just grew an inch.
I went on
wait, you
date.
Changed it?
Yeah.
Okay, proof that I wasn't the one that changed it. Remy did. I just want to make
I
that.
I will say, right? I went on a date with a guy and it said 6 feet and I was like, we're damn near the same height. Like I was like, there's no. And then in person, he made a comment saying he was 6 feet. I was like,
could you get some lifts for your shoes?
Okay,
maybe?
Listen. All you have to do.
I could.
Heel?
Yeah, I could.
Bring one of those little pocket tape measures. And on every date with a guy that says he's 6 foot, just be like,
that's funny.
Let's I'm doing test a social it. Experiment.
Let's test it.
I think that's a good icebreaker. If things are getting awkward, they're like, by the way,
I'm going to change you back to 5'11".
I don't believe you're 6 feet.
And I brought. But you'd rather like be honest than in person. They're like, oh, pleasantly surprised, you know?
Are girls lying about their height?
I don't think so.
Okay.
At my direction.
Oh, you're from Miami, baby.
Miami, baby.
Oh,
Deenie Weenie's in here.
Oh, yeah, he's in it.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
So what my friend told me is that you should always have an animal.
An animal,
there. So
but
I,
not a fish.
Oh, hard no.
Oh, that no type of fish.
Yeah.
I thought you were like a cute little goldfish.
Oh my God. No, like it's on every guy's profile.
And what's crazy is what you do is you hold it towards the camera so it looks bigger. Like a big fish. I used to do that shit all the time.
Okay, as seen on my mom's fridge. That's so cute.
It's a picture of me, my mom, and my little sister.
That's your little sister?
Mm-hmm.
So cute. Beautiful photo. I love the lighting. Thank you. We're getting a good, this is a good depiction. Unusual skills. I can forge anybody's signature. Okay.
I looked at her face. She's like,
good job.
I put something completely random. It's very random and that's why I put it.
Okay.
It's giving
I would change that one.
White collar crime.
Like forgery, really, he lies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have other like fun facts about you.
I'm sure you have other skills.
Yeah.
No, I put editing.
Maybe another prompt. Should we change your prompt
now? Let's change your prompt.
Let's change your prompt right now. Okay.
What was that? What was that?
Editing?
What was that?
Okay, instead of unusual skills.
I put Facetune.
I can Facetune your pics.
Your next photo is like chiseled as fuck.
Maybe your most irrational fear?
I don't have any like weird fear. All my fears are pretty normal.
Your fear is flying?
Yeah, I don't like flying.
He hates flying.
Oh, flying like in an airplane.
Yeah, what type of flying thing I was talking about?
I meant like super, like a superhero.
Like Superman? No, I can't fly, Remy.
I'm sorry.
She said it like she could though.
Yeah, I can't watch any superhero movies. It just triggers me.
I'm sorry. Okay. A random fact I love is.
Oh, I have to do. Oh, I have to change it right now.
Okay, we don't have to.
Do you want help or not?
I go crazy for my simple pleasures.
I go crazy for butter chicken. It's not like interesting though. Like I was trying to find like interesting things like that could be a conversation starter.
The reason why I
got a lot of hearts on that one, on the forging one.
Yeah. Okay. Then so I
feel like it
what
is just an
know?
Unusual thing.
So they
to
can
do.
Heart that prompt directly. Yeah.
I'm keeping it then. I'm so sorry.
We'll get back to that one.
Okay. Next photo. Love the product placement with the accelerator.
That wasn't on purpose. I just thought it was like a
no. That's a great
one.
Great photo. Actually, I think I might. If I were you, I'd change that.
Change
one.
That one.
Yeah.
I could change that one.
Okay,
that's easier.
We don't have any friend picks yet. Yeah.
Sorry, can you turn it?
Oh, you haven't seen anything.
What the fuck? Well, I'm a good time. I'm a good time.
I think like a friend better. Pick would be good.
Yeah.
Right now, it's giving. I'm a cat guy.
Oh no, yeah, friend. I could look.
I live in my mom's basement.
Your first picture's in the rain,
like musky, wet,
a little down in the dumps.
Any wedding photo is always good. Like always good.
That's good. Okay.
I think it's been great up until this one. Well, and not because it's bad, but because you only have 6 slots, so you better make them good.
Yeah, go. Yeah. You need a friend. Like, if I don't see a friend one, I'm like, oh, you don't have friends.
But, like, if you have a photo with, like, your friends who are, like, not as cute as you, or, like, maybe don't look
make
great.
Make sure they look horrible.
Like, maybe they're sneezing.
Oh, so
like,
any picture of me and Heath? I'm saying just, like, I should have my fifth
or
one.
Or taken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dating me is like watching cement dry.
What does that even mean?
But the picture comes at yours, so they read that and then the picture after.
What is the picture after?
What the fuck is this?
It's me in the white, in the Night King outfit. Is it just not good?
Show Alicia. Okay.
No, I want to hear the thought process here. Like, what did you think? Because you said that, I think there was a thought process.
Yeah, there was.
Okay, what was it?
The thought process was that,
This one's good.
So I got a lot of hearts on that one too. Dating me is like watching cement dry because it's just funny. Like, who puts that? It's like funny.
Yeah,
so it's like
okay.
self-deprecating, but like the next picture is of me doing
being really silly. I think there's a fine line between like being funny and being too much on a dating app. So I do like, I see what you're saying.
Okay. And what do you think that was?
I think.
Isn't the saying like watching paint dry?
I think him and his
quotes.
No, wait, is that it?
Yes.
Oh my God, dude.
Like, I don't even know what you're trying to say with this. Like, I would be like, oh, you're boring? Like, well, I don't.
Dating me is like watching cement
two
dry.
Weeks you've had this profile? 2 weeks?
Hey, he's had nine matches.
Nine matches.
Zane, they're probably like, this guy
is an idiot.
No.
Watching cement
like
dry. Now that you're saying it, it is not it at all.
Yeah. I thought you did like a play on words, like, and the next picture was like wet cement.
No,
I was like looking, I'm like, what am I putting it together with?
I'm so embarrassed. I want to delete my Hinge and start over. Like, I want to say goodbye to all my matches.
No, you know what?
I need to start fresh. I need to flip and start fresh.
No, you need to make it work with a previous match because they loved you for you.
They really did. They probably saw them and were like, oh.
When someone hits you up a year later, like, hey.
Hey, sorry, just saw this. I was in the shower. Chat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Wow, two prompts. I only get three. I only get three, and I fucked up on two prompts grammatically. And you know how many times
grammatically?
You know how many times I've seen those prompts? I was, every time, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Good.
I haven't touched this in a long time.
Don't
give
excuses.
That was really fun and vulnerable. Nope. Thank
and
you
vulnerable
for sharing with
you.
Us.
Of course. You know, I just want to let everybody know that your dating profile doesn't have to be perfect.
Hey,
obviously.
Hey,
because we're
I'm
not
sure
perfect.
So
that's right.
So many people downloaded Hinge just now.
The prompt that sold me on Cal was he said, oh no, it was mine. It was like.
Oh no, it's mine.
I
forgot. I
he liked this one about me. It was like, what's your perfect date? And I said like, it was like, what are your three favorite things? And it was like puppies and.
Tacos on
and
the
Chance the Rapper and like eating tacos on the beach.
Oh, it's cliche as fuck.
But we knocked three things out of the gate immediately. Music, animals, food, boom. Like, I think we need to like
my
sell
favorite,
ourselves.
My favorite though is when you're like, I've never had tacos on the beach.
I just thought it sounded really, really like
chill and cool
pick
girl.
Me girl. Yeah, it was a little pick me girl.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Chance the Rapper and tacos on the beach.
Tacos on the beach.
Now, from my perspective, when I'm going through a girl's dating profile, I'm trying to find like funny prompts.
Okay.
Along with their pictures.
Well, it's easy
that's
to like
I,
respond to also.
It's
when
yeah,
I get it.
It's really easy to start conversations. So like for that one that you had, I couldn't like work with that one. So I'd probably press X. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, cute.
I'm
going to
remove myself from the podcast. You guys can complete the season.
Have fun.
Without
Have
me.
A good life.
Have a good renaissance.
Renaissance.
Good riddance.
Okay. Okay. Alicia's first photo is her at the wedding with a little crown on, looking cute and happy.
Let's see.
Don't look at my dress.
Cute.
Okay.
Is cute. That the one you spilled on?
All over. On, and that, I think it's the next photo. Not
did
that
you
photo.
Spill on yourself?
No, like espresso martini everywhere.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Unusual skills. I can play drums. Love that.
And Zane can play the skin flute.
You didn't, put that. Didn't know that.
The real recorder.
I didn't know you played play drums.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You're such a fake fan.
Cool.
She's really good.
I'm not, but thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I didn't mean you're a fake fan.
Wow, you got a lot of prompts filled out. Alicia's 30. She's a woman. She's straight. She's 5'7".
And a half.
She doesn't have children, but wants children. Likes to drink, or yes, drinks, and
oh, you have
no,
a yes,
doesn't
even sometimes.
Smoke.
Oh boy. Oh. So when I'm on a girl's page and I see drinks, yes, in my head every night.
Party
so,
animal.
So when I see sometimes, like, oh, she drinks on the weekends.
Okay.
Want me to change
okay.
it?
Okay.
Should I change it?
Okay.
She's like, anything, change it at this point because it's not working, whatever.
But imagine, though.
The girls okay. that have yes, though, their pictures are just, oh, like your first one.
You are holding a drink, I will say.
It's really funny yeah. the associated with yes, but yeah. like I like you know I was that's, a big drinker too, but it's that's how I associate that answer
right.
with
you want
drinking.
Sometimes
yeah okay. no yeah. I would never think that
yeah sometimes it's like she has a steady job
oh
but she likes to have fun on the weekends
okay
exactly
okay
yeah,
wow
next hot a photo of you in leather pants. And a nice oh, little corset.
I liked how I looked in that.
You look great.
She's like on the
a
beach.
A little. It's hot. I think it's great.
It's too baddie.
It's duality. But it's like, too baddie. What do you think?
Too baddie?
Yeah.
Like she, it's too like.
Like Instagram girl.
Oh. No, I think that photo is like a good photo to have on there.
It's crazy because you're not. No, like.
No, sorry. It's funny because you're not.
No, but like you're not like this like super cocky.
I get it. That's what I meant. Baddie. Like it's too like, oh, she's full of herself.
It's like.
But you know what? She was confident in that picture right there in that moment, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it like she had, it's like a moment of.
I think it depends on the rest, right?
I think also like. If a guy saw that, he might think like, okay, we're going to go to this date and she might like talk about herself the whole time. Mm. And then you show up and you ask questions and you're engaged. And maybe he's like, wow, yeah, she cares. Yeah. There's depth.
Oh,
Flip it on him. Mm. I say,
I think you look good and your tits look great. Thank okay. You. Next, a photo of Alicia and I.
So you're flexing. Wait. You're flexing.
What does that mean?
Wait, ugly friend?
Which photo?
Ugly friend? That's why you were so quick to say taken. Yeah, like your taken friend.
Taken.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Let me see the picture.
No, I'm just kidding. We look cute. It's from our shoot.
Oh, wow.
A good thing you did that picture. Mm-hmm. But that, yeah, no, that
that's
was a
cute.
Great shoot.
That's
great
really
shoot
sweet.
To post.
Good smile. Yeah. I will say. Friends.
Wait, you released pictures of the before it came out?
Yeah.
I will say, I do think the sweater is kind of giving grandma.
I get it.
It's kind of grandma.
I get it.
I think.
Yeah. People don't know that's a photo shoot.
Yeah.
So I would change that
I
one.
I get it. Oh
I do think
God.
Maybe a switch for the photo.
All right. Well, we got a prompt here.
Okay. I'm looking for someone who understands my sarcastic humor.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Next. Love this.
I feel like I'm like, yes, I got
one right.
Ski pick. Love.
Oh, good.
I love it.
People love it.
And she's being silly.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, fucking authentic. The iPhone yeah. picture. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shows I was having fun and one of my friends saw it and snapped it in the moment. Mm.
And you know what I love most about that picture? It's not in the snow. You don't see snow anywhere.
Oh.
That's my favorite part about it.
You are
it.
Drinking again.
That's good. It fits the picture.
No, it's perfect.
Love it. That's A plus picture.
You can board.
Right,
you're fun.
I get a lot of likes on any snowboarding.
I think that's a good one.
Good.
You should not go out with me if you don't like dogs. If you're allergic, it's okay. I've got Claritin.
That's funny. I didn't know the prompt at the bottom like was still going.
You don't like dogs. I like that. Cute.
You finished it.
That's
finished
cute.
It.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, okay. Another photo. You in the snow. Cute.
Oop.
That's another snow pick.
Sorry. I didn't know there was two. Oh.
I think that's a good one.
No, it's fine.
Maybe
like
it says she likes the snow. You like skiing, right? You like traveling?
Yeah.
That says she
like,
really
it's
likes
like, it's almost like I'm looking for a rich guy to take me to Aspen.
Again. I mean, she won't say
but,
no.
I like that's exactly what I'm looking
for. This gives him an idea of where to take her on like their 10th date.
I think also, like, you know? Love to go on ski trips. That's something that you will want in a partner. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd be upset if they're like, no, I want to stay back.
I'd be like, so I think all my shit. I'm like,
that's important to you. Like, sure, it really is. I think that that's a good thing.
It's important.
And then the last photo is just your dog. I think it needs to be you with your dog.
Let me see.
I get a lot of likes on her.
But, like, you can do a photo of you with your dog.
Everyone's like, is that your ween?
Oh. Like, yes. I like the aesthetic of not really seeing her. You only see her arm. Like, she's in it. And just the dog.
Okay.
It's like, I posted this not for me, but show you my dog. That's how much I love my dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm still in it. I'm not like, I'm not just like using the dog for my page. It's like more authentic.
Same with Dean.
Yeah. You having a full photo shoot.
Oh, yeah, full photo shoot.
Overall, I think this is great. I think you both had great profiles.
Don't fucking lie to me.
We're just not sure what's going wrong. I thought we would clear something up here.
Damn, so what was the only one she needed to change? It was the...
I think just the photo.
Oh, the photo shoot one.
Also the other snow one.
No, you make one picture this.
You throw it. Good catch.
I like the idea of like showing you guys doing activities, like...
Hobbies.
Yeah.
I'll try to find... There's so many photos.
You editing?
So Heath, you don't understand how long it took me to try to find a picture of my album that it's me not being a complete like jack off. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It's really hard to find like a normal picture, and those were like, they weren't even all normal. It was let's do
a photo shoot.
And should I put my age all the way 60 plus and see what's coming in?
Wait, yeah, what's your age range right now?
My age range is up to 33.
Okay.
I'm 31.
And what's yours?
I don't know. I think 29 to probably 36, 37.
Okay. I probably wouldn't go for a 33. I just have it just, I don't know. Like, I always like to do a little extra just in case. I don't know. Yeah. Like, just, it opens the doors a little wider.
You never know.
You never know.
Wow.
That was fun.
It was fun digging into that.
Okay, overall advice. If a girl or a guy are listening and they are making their profile, what's one big tip you have for them?
As a guy on it?
As a guy looking for, but you guys are like actively swiping. As a guy who's looking for a girl and a girl that's looking for a guy, what's one big tip that someone could take away from?
I've noticed that a lot of conversation starters, like the first few texts are always a joke that I've noticed when I'm talking. And it's not even me being funny. They're a lot of times funny first. So I think having a page where someone can work off of it, even one thing, if everything was like normal, have like at least one picture or a prompt that's a little funny
that you can go off of
just to make it easier for, because there's a few matches that I have pretty girls. There's just nothing I can work off of. So I can't send the first one except for just, hey, because there's nothing I can work off of.
I see. That's a really good tip. Actually.
Unless I just suck, which is a huge possibility that I just suck.
I know. Like, a lot of people probably reply to the last photo of yours versus like the picture of you with your mom.
The prompts too. Not correcting me.
I can't believe nobody said anything.
I can't believe nobody corrected me.
You're probably like,
oh. On both. Maybe it was like so much where like it just boggled their brain.
Where I didn't get it. I was like, oh, I must like so not bad. Get that reference.
Ventura! Yeah.
Also, I feel like that's the complete opposite of you.
That was the point.
So you have to be more direct.
More direct. You're right. Like, I'm posting like my friends are seeing it, which is not the point of a dating app. You know what I mean? Like I'm in my head, I was like, oh, my friends are gonna love this.
Well, clearly they're not seeing it.
Not even my girlfriends who are not going for me. I'm like, Danielle, that's funny, right? She's like, yeah.
So now, do you guys try to get like off the app as soon as possible and like get a number and start planning something, or do you plan in app?
Depending on the person, how interested I am.
Okay.
I hate small talk, but if they initiated like taking me out, I would most likely be down for the most part. But I hate when they're like try to act too cool.
So now are you guys like looking for, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Let's set up let's get a dinner.
I would never ask a guy, let's get dinner.
Okay.
That's still pretty traditional. The guy has to.
Are you looking for that? Like, hey, let's get dinner.
1,000%.
Okay, you're looking for
dinner. I would get drinks. I would do dinner if they're really cute.
One on one.
I feel like dinner is like a good second date thing. Like, first date dinner is kind of.
I'd rather just do like a drink. Yeah. And then if it's good, you can go somewhere else or like get another one.
Yeah.
I think coffee or drinks is like.
Coffee's
cute. What the first date should look like. Because it's quick. It can be like 15, 20 minutes and then you're out of there.
15, 20 dates are you going on? I've never been on a date for 15 minutes.
No?
No!
Wait, okay, how long is a
an drink? Hour. An hour.
But that's the same as dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, no, 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 no.
I think it could be
I
short.
I would be so offended if also, a guy left in... Sorry, I gotta go. So I'd be like, holy fuck.
Like with dinner too, you have to do the
Can
dance.
Can we get another one?
Like,
no, I gotta go.
You have to like look at the menu and be like, what should I get? Like, what are you gonna get? Like, it's a whole thing.
So, oh, sorry. Show. Sorry. I'm not even talking about drink. I'm talking about coffee. Coffee should only be 20 minutes.
No!
But also, like, going out for
no,
food...
No, the whole point is you want to hang out.
Going out for food, you get to see the way that they order, how picky they are, how difficult it is for them to find something on
okay,
the menu.
Guys,
what
sorry.
Price point not, in the menu they're going for. There's so much you can tell from
I'm
a dinner.
Being,
also, if a guy ahead of time was like, hey, sorry, only have 15 minutes, I'd be like, fuck off. I'd
I'm
be like,
not
oh.
Being, I'm not being specific. Sorry. If the date is not going exactly how you wanted it to go, 20 minutes.
Even
sorry.
20
I
minutes?
I would do
an
hour. 45 at the yeah. bare fucking
30
minimum.
Minutes at the
time. I am out of there. I don't want
no.
to. The thing is that I don't want to.
Waste
you're
either person's
leading,
time.
Waste anybody, anybody. Anymore. It's not even wasting my
I'm
time.
Sorry.
I don't want to waste her time.
No, 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 you know? No, 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 no. Hour minimum. I stand by that.
I'm saying that's probably, would I do it? Probably not. I spent 3 hours with a girl that I didn't even expect to come. So I don't take anything I say seriously. I obviously don't hold myself accountable, but
I think there's nothing wrong with going, hey, you want to grab a coffee real quick? You get a coffee, maybe a croissant, sit there. Hey, sorry, we, you know.
Yeah.
Let's finish this tomorrow night if you're free.
I'm
really happy I got to come here and meet you.
I appreciate hearing this, but if it takes me longer to get ready than the actual date is, then hard no. You have to remember, y'all just shower and then leave. Like,
that's
girls,
true.
Like,
that's true. That's true.
Saying we go like this.
Like, I would, oh, I'd be making a TikTok. He only.
Oh,
no, basic.
Nightmare.
Like,
oh, my God. I would change my name.
Legally change it.
Yeah.
No, I would be so sad.
Okay, us engaged folk over here have homework for you guys.
Okay.
You can say no, but you can't say no. By the time that we record the next episode, you guys have to go on a date with someone from Hinge. By the time we come back to the next episode, and then we want...
Same time, okay. though. Like, you guys have to set the date up at the same time, same
I mean,
place.
That's kind of good.
So you guys
that's
are at the really same good. Restaurant, so you like you know you're not like alone, and you can like look at the other person like across
emotional
the restaurant
support.
And see how they're doing.
Halfway through the date, we meet up in the bathroom and we film our halfway. We kind of give updates
right.
halfway through.
Right.
Wow.
And you need like hand signals. Like, how is it going? Like, I need to. Yeah.
The only one counting.
Can we go to
Vegas?
Oh my! I would love to.
We'll go to another table. I'll
no,
bring Kelly.
I would
Mariah.
Hate that. I would hate that. Oh my god.
You know that's not fair.
Right,
that's
right,
not cool.
Because
right. we're so here. Yeah, because we're so focused on our dates. We're not really looking at each other. We're focused on our own dates, but you guys are staring. That's gonna make me feel uncomfortable.
We both get stood up.
You guys end up on the
and
date together.
And then you guys go on a date together.
Shit. Okay, I love this idea. I like this because I'm lazy and this makes, like, I have homework now.
Yeah.
And I have to do this and I like that.
You swear by next time?
By what we have, like legitimately we have like-
A week and a half.
Over a week, yeah.
All
right.
Let's do it.
Deal's on.
All right. We got homework. I've never had homework after a podcast. This is great.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for watching to a second episode of Pretty X Unfiltered.
Yeah,
and,
baby.
We have, I'm assuming, a lot to share on the next episode.
I hope so. I really hope, Heath.
It no,
could
no,
be
we
a really,
will.
It could be like a really dull day, so it might not be much, but like we definitely we'll have an update for you next episode. That's all we got to say. All
right. Well, we love you guys.
As always, you can check out Pretty X Unfiltered audio and video every single Thursday. If you want to watch the video, it's on youtube.com/PrettyXUnfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to your podcast. Give us a 5-star review on all of them.
Yes, please.
On all of them.
All of them. And we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Mwah. Love ya.
Mwah. You.
Pretty XXO.
Yeah.